Okay, the Mishnah goes into now the distinctions between Shifcha Charufa and other arayas. So the Mishnah says, Ma bein Shifcha, it's bein Shifcha Charufa, le bein kol ha'arayas. What is the difference? We know there's a special osham that's brought when you have a relations with a Shifcha Charufa. And the Mishnah now wants to go through what is the difference between that and the other arayas. So the Mishnah says that there are distinctions both the shifsalohem loy boinish, v'loy bekom. There's differences in the punishment and there's differences in the kol. Shekol arayas pechatos. Normal arayas, if you do it b'shogeg yichay v'chatos, v'shifcha ba'osha. And by a shifcha, the chi of korban is an osham. Normally, kol arayas is b'nekeva, because the chatas is brought b'nekeva. V'shifcha b'zocha. And the shifcha, you bring a zocha, the osham is a zocha. Kol arayas, echod ha'ish ve'echod ha'isha, shovin b'mako yisu b'kol. By all the other arayas, there's no difference between the man and the woman. Either they're both chayiv malkas, if they're mezid, they're both chayiv akob, if they're shegeg. If one is shegeg, one is a mezid. So then the one that's shegeg is chayiv akob, the one that's mezid is chayiv malkas and koras. Over here, it's different. Ubishivcha, loy hishva, loy ho ish, lo isha, b'makas, for loy hishva, isha, lo ish, b'kom. The man never gets malkas. That's Poshut, the way you read the Mishnah. And the woman never gets a kol. The man is always bringing a kol. The woman is always getting malchus, which is unique to hear. Kol arayis also bos ha-ma'areh ke-goymel. By all the arayis, the ma'areh has a din of the goymel. The one who does part of the bia has the same aloch as though he finished the bia. V'chayev al kol biyu biyin. It's chayev on every biyin. This din we brought down earlier. In other words, if you had six biyas with one erva in different halomos, each one is machayev a separate kol. Zechoymer hechmir b'shifcha. There's a chumer by a shifcha she'oso bo es ha-mezid kishogeg. That even if she's a mezida, she still brings a kol. By other arayas, mezida doesn't bring a kol. Okay, so now the Mishnah says, what is a shifcha? Ezo shifcha. What is a shifcha charuf exactly? What's her status? So Tanakama says, kol shehi chetzio shifcha v'chatzio baschoven. You're having a relation with a woman that's half-half. Half a shifcha, half a baschoven. And she's a mureses to an evad ivri, as we'll see. Divrei Rabbi Akiva de Gyosis. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Yishmoel Oymel Zu Shivcha Vadois. Or Shivcha Charufa is actually a woman who is a complete Shivcha. And he actually learns we're talking about an evad Kanani, who's married to an evad Kanani. Rabbi Lezer Ben Yankif Oymel Kol Arayis Mifuroshois. All the Arayis are mefurashos, meaning they're b'nei schoirin. They're clear. They have a clear status. If you look at Rashi, shehin b'nei schoirin. V'shir ein lonu el achatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschor. Shivcha charuf is the only exception to the rule, which is achatzi shivcha v'chatzi baschor. Obviously, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah seems to be saying nothing different than Rabbi Akiva, which the Gemara will explain. Seems to be saying the same thing. Okay, so there are a couple of nekudas, just as we see the Mishnah. You know, let's learn the next Mishnah as well, then we'll get back to the next Mishnah is continuing this Mishnah of Kol Arayis. Kol Arayis, again, the differences between Shifcha Charufa and other Arayis. Kol Arayis, Echot Godol, Echot Koton, Koton Potter. All the Arayis, If one is a gadol, one is a katan, the katan is potter. Echad er ve'echad yashin, if somebody is awake, the other one is sleeping and not aware what's going on, yashin potter. Echad shoygeg ve'echad mezid, shoygeg bechatos u'mezid bi'koris. If one person is a shoygeg, one person is a mezid, the shoygeg is chayev achatos, and the mezid is chayev koris. Now, the chiddush here is that, you know, here, even though he's a mezid, it doesn't matter what he is. If she is a shogeges, and she's potter from Malkus, then he does not get the call. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says that's the ubishivcha nehidim hu mezid v'hi shogeges pturim hoyo ve'en eloike kedamin leel b'kores tia v'imlav pturim miwim hu shogeg v'hi mezido hi b'malkus v'hu b'oshem kedama b'hai pilka d'shogeg mezid shom b'oshev. So b'kitzim b'ashivcha charufa, we have many, many chidushim. The main chiddush by Shivcha Charufa is regarding both the Kom and the Malkus. The chiddush in the Kom is that for some reason the man is potter from a Kom, no matter what. Shoygeg Mezid, it doesn't make a difference. Potter from a Kom. And for some reason the Torah was matla his Kom in her Malkus. If she gets Malkus, then he's chayv a Kom. And if she doesn't get Malkus, then he's potter from a Kom. Now, if you look at the Rambam that we brought down here in the Maror Mekoymus, now this is all based on a Hekesh. The two parties here are Hukash La'adodi. And therefore, if she's potter, he's potter. They ride on each other. The Rambam comes, and the Rambam writes, which that alone needs a pshat. I mean, you could say it's just Gzeiras HaKosov. But we're going to try to give it some tavlin. Could say just Gzeiras HaKosov. Very unique. Normally, if two people are doing an avera, boyel v'nivelas, so there's no connection between the two parties, as far as the avera is concerned. Yes, they couldn't do it without each other, but as far as responsibility, the man has his responsibility, the woman has her responsibility, there's no shaykhus. For some reason over here, it's like a shared oil that these two people are taking together, some kind of shared oil. And B'chiyai Gavna, where the man, the woman is, for whatever reason, potter from Malkus, then the man is also out of the parish. So if you look at the Rambam here, the Rambam says a tremendous chiddush. This is in Paragut Gimel Halacha Yud Zayin, which I think this Rambam really is the most critical thing in the whole sugya, to understand the sugya. The Rambam comes and he says a chiddush nifla, which is not based on a Gemara or a Braisa or anything. He says it on his own, without a Yeroli. The Rambam holds what he's saying is poshut. The Rambam says, Ben teisha shonim v'yemechot, shebal shifcha charufo, hi loike, v'hu mevi kol. The Rambam says that if you have a 9-year-old, now a 9-year-old is bechlal not a baro inshim. The only advantage a 9-year-old has is mechanically his bia is a bia. Right? So in Kol HaTorah Kula, a 9-year-old is not a baro inshim for anything till he becomes a gadol. He's not a baro inshim, no different than a woman who's less than 12. Right? So the Rambam here goes and says a chiddush. He says, Ben teisha shalom b'yemechot shebal shivcha charufa. He loike, v'hu mevi kol. So the Rambam here is saying two tremendous chiddushim. Chiddush number one is that the cotton brings a kol. We don't find that anywhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula, that a cotton should bring a kol. By mechusle kapora, for tahara, it's not an oynish. So you could say a cotton brings a kol, because there the korban has nothing to do with an oynish. The korban's like a mikveh. A cotton that's tomei has to go to the mikveh to become tall. So mechusle kapora is the only example we have in kotshim that there could be a chiv korban on a cotton. It's not shayach b'chlal, chiv korban. But here the Rambam says, he loike, v'hu mevi kol. She's malkus and he brings a korban. V'hu, and now he starts hinging the conditions on the woman. He heaps all the conditions that the Gemara gives on her. V'hu, shetiya gedoylo, ubulo, ubichtsoino, k'moy shebiyalno. She has to have all the conditions. She has to be a gedoyla. She has to do it b'rotzen. She needs all the conditions. Because otherwise, we have the Gemara. When she's potter, he's potter. Because they're hookish to each other. So, the Ravid comes and says, Omar Avram, shibush huzeh. This is a plain error. This doesn't make sense. Shaloi motzonu koton ba'oimshin. Well, cotton is not a parsha of ancient. Cotton can't be chai of anything. He has no responsibility to any kind of punishment. And therefore, the korban zeh min ancient move, he k'moy kim p'tura. So now the rabbi goes and addresses the second. He says two things. He says, the Rambam is telling us here really two chidush. Chidush not, but one, the cotton is chai of a korban. Why is it called chai of a korban? It's not about ancient. Chiddush number two is L'chayra, she should also be potter. Meaning, if you look at the Rambam, if you super analyze the Rambam, you go to the next level, the Rambam ends by saying, She'eino ish chayiv korban ashet is chayiv hi malkes, she'nema ba'koyres tiyeh ve'heviyas ha'shomay. The Torah based his chiv on her. Okay? So the Ravid is saying, so that's where the Rambam got his whole din from. He's looking at her. The Ravid is saying that's a mistake. They're together. It's not her. It's them. There's a hekesh between these two parties. So don't make her, don't put your whole, the Rambam is putting on a tunnel, he has tunnel vision here, just looking at the Shifcha. And since the Shifcha is a gedoyla, and she did it b'rotzen, she has all the tenoim. So Mamela, he has to bring a korban. Says the Ravid, number one, you can never make him bring a korban. He's not a Baal Shem. And number two, she is also exempt. Because he's potter, she's potter. Instead, the Ravid is halfway answering the Rambam. You know what I mean? The Rambam is saying, I'm not looking at him. The Ravid is saying, I hold you making a mistake. You have to look at him too. Not just, you have to look at him mechanically. That the Rambam is looking at him. That's why Rambam says he has to be 9 years old. If he's less than 9 years old, then he's not mechanical boil. But the Rambam is looking at the cotton like a robot. If he operates, he's a bentesha shonim v'yemechot. He's operational. I don't care if he's a ba'oin shim. The oin shim, I look at her. The cotton I look at, he's the chetz. Either he works or he doesn't. If he's 9 years old, he works. That's it. Now I take my whole focus on the woman. And I say, since she's Chayiv Malkus, he has to bring a korban. So the Ravid is saying, number one, he can never be Chayiv a korban. He's not a Baal Oinshin. That's number one. Number two, says the Ravid, that the woman herself, okay, the woman herself should also be potter. Because the same Hekesh, it goes in the same direction, just like he's potter if she's potter, so she's potter if he's potter. That's all. Now, let's read through the Gemara and we'll get back to this. But again, I believe that this Rambam is going to give us a real clar beer in this sugya. The Gemara says, Minolon, the he lucky, who loy lucky. How do we know that he gets malchus and she does not? That she gets, I'm sorry, he, she and not he. The Tanu Rabbanan, b'koyres tihiyeh, says she should. She should get koyres, whatever koyres means. Melamed shehi loyke, she gets malchus. Yochol shneim loykim, tamad loy mat tihiyeh, he loyke v'hu ene loyke. Okay. Uminayin dahadim b'koyres lishne de malchusu. How do you know that that's referring to Malkus? It's a pasuk. We know that the pasuk says, calls Malkus Kriya. Why is it called Kriya? Because we know that when they give Malkus, the Dayanim have to call out. Kidetanya, Godola Dayanim Makre, Sheni Moine, Shlishi Emeriko. One of them calls out, one of them counts, one of them hits. So you see this calling out. That's why, that's how we know the word Bekoires refers to Malkus. Ravashi says there's another explanation how the word Bikur, Bikur comes from the Lashon Shecking. The Bikur Tiyah. Ravashi Omar Bikur Tiyah. Because we know Malkus is from the unique things. Normally a person's chayiv and einish bezdin. You don't make an evaluation. A guy's chayiv skill, you kill him. Malkus is an evaluation. If he's roy to get Malkus. The Lashon is Bikur, to check. Ravashi Omar Bikur Tiyah. And now the Gemara goes to the korban issue. Don Rabbanon, Bizman Sheisha Loike, when the woman gets Malkus, so Ish may be kom. Ain't Ish Loike, ain't Ish may be kom. Minolon, how do we know? Omar Rava, Dixi, Vish, Ki, Ish, Kavas, Ish, Shif, Hazer, Vish, Shif, Nechref, and Slish. For Hoftal, and if Dosa, Chuposal, and Itanlo, she wasn't free. Michti, Adhocho, Bish, Komishtoi. Torah was talking about the man, right? It says, Ish ki yishkaves isha. So it's talking about the man. All of a sudden it says, Nichtoi vehevi yas ha-shom el ha-shem. Ula b'soif lichtoi b'koyres tiyah. Why does it say b'koyres tiyah? Before it says the consequences on the man. The man is the one that we were talking about. So it should have said, vehevi yas ha-shom el ha-shem. That's him. And then go to the woman. Instead, the Torah went to her first. It's coming to tell you, his consequences are totally in her. Amai kosev achmono, bereisha bekoyrestiyah, ul besoif ksiv ve'evias ha-shom el ha-shem. Why does it reverse the order? Hochi koma, im bakoyrestiyah he, if she gets malkes, then ve'evias ha-shom el ha-shem. Then he has to bring a call. Vim loy tiyah bekoyres, lo yovi hu es ha-shom. Then not. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Emo, hu mate, kro, avil, hi, tilki, vitesi, kor. Maybe she gets both. Maybe she gets Malkus and kom. Says the Gemara, ve'evis ha-shom el ha-shem ksiv. Okay, so he's the one that brings the kom. Omar v'yitzlok lo'ilam, and he'chayev el al-shif ha-bu'ula b'l'vat. She has to be a shif ha-bu'ula. And then we learn out of psukim that the word harufa means bu'ula. Okay, it means crushed. The Gemara gives examples of grain that's crushed. Same thing. Now, the status of the Shifcha, that's the next Gemara. What is the Shifcha? Ezel Shifcha, says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, V'hofta Yochol Kula. You would think she's completely freed. Hofta is a Lashon of Pidyon. Tamud Loimar, Loi Nivdas. She was not freed. Yochol Loi Nivdasa. So, maybe it means she's a complete Shifcha. Tamud Loimar, V'hofta. Okay, Tzad, Piduya, V'ena Piduya. She's half freed. Chatzi Shivcha v'chatzi Baschorin, and she's Mureses Lavidivri Divri Rabbi Akiva. She's married to an Evidivri. Rabbi Shmuel says, B'Shivcha Kananis HaKosim Medaber, she's a real Shivcha, and she's Mureses Lavidivri. So why does it say, Nkema Tamalim of Ahavtalay Nivdasa, Dibri Torah Koloshim B'nei Adam? Okay, so that's the Gemara. So Taka, if we just look at the Lashon HaGemara, even though there's a hekesh to each other, they're both hukesh to each other, still in all, the focus is the woman, Taka. Because the Torah says, Bizman shebakoyres tiyah, hu may be ashama. Right? Bizman sheloy bakoyres tiyah, hu eni may be ashama. So the focus of the Gemara, Taka, simple focus of the Gemara fits with the Rambam. Because what did the Rambam do here? The Rambam put the whole focus on the Isha. The Rambam said everything goes by her to such an extreme and to such an extent that it only, even if he's a cotton, doesn't make a difference. That's the Rambam. On the other hand, the flip side is that Lagabi, the woman, it so much depends on her that even if she's a gedoyla, but if she didn't do it b'rotzai, with asra, she's not getting malchus, then he's off the hook. So it's completely, totally in her. Now if you look at Rashi, Rashi by us in the Mishnah could be a little bit questionable, what he holds. But we'll see that The next Mishnah is clear. See, Rashi over here just says that she has to be a Bas Oinshin. Right? She has to be a Bas Oinshin. See, look at Rashi's lashon. Bizman sheho isha loike. Rashi in the Gemara that we just read. Rashi says, "Bizman sheho isha loike, she gedolahi ubas onshin hi." Right. So Rashi in the Gemara by us could be holds that you could say he holds that as long as the woman is in the parsha of getting malchus, it wouldn't matter if she actually did get malchus. That doesn't bother us. That doesn't affect our situation. If she actually gets malchus, if she doesn't actually get malchus, as long as she's bas oinshin. But if you look at the Mishnah, the second Mishnah that we read, the last Mishnah, so there Rashi is clear. The second Rashi of the Mishnah, Shogeg b'chatas u'mezid b'ikoras. So Rashi says, u'b'shifcha, nihidim hu mezid, v'hi shogeges pturim, right? Hoyu ve'eno loike kedam, winon le'el b'koras tiyeh. He clearly says that if she's a shogeges, even though she's a bas oinshin, she is a gedoyla, but since b'poel, she's not getting malchus, that's it. The man doesn't bring a call. The Eloi Pturim. Miuim Hushoi Geg Vihimizida. He be Malkis Vuda Oshom Kedamin and Baipilk and the Shogeg Umezid Shovin Bebal Shifra Chalov. Okay. So again, there's no clear raya from anything that we learned against the Rambam. But the Svara is very difficult. Lachara, if the Torah compared the two of them together, so why are we putting the whole emphasis only on the Isha? We should say, okay, it's together. It's an Oinish that's given as a package. It's Malkus and a Korban. It's given as a package. And either the Oinish, the whole Oinish is here, the Malkus and the Korban, or the whole Oinish is not here. The Rambam decided to go in this way. Now, if you look over here in the Rambam himself, so you'll see the Magid Mishnah tries to answer the Ravid's question. The Magid Mishnah here on this Rambam brings down the Ravid. Omar Avrom, Shibur Shuzeh, Shaloi Matsonu Koton Bar Oinshim, right? We don't find the Koton Bar Oinshim, but Korban Zeman Oinshim. Vehi Kamoikim Ptuch, the Makshu Adoni. Comes the Magid Mishnah, he says what we just said. V'Rabbeinu Sovu Sha'akoyel Toli Be'isha. The Rambam disagrees with the Ravid. The Rambam holds the spotlight is on her. Only her. Shehiti Abbas Oinshin. Avalhu ain't Torchli is Bar Oinshin. V'chein omru, bizman she'isha loike ish mevikom. Bizman she'ain't isha loike ain't ish mevikom. V'lo yomru, they didn't say it the opposite. Bizman she'hu ain't mevikom, he ain't loike. U'kho nam yochi darshina. Bekoyres tia veivias hashomim mashma, ho loy tei bekoyres lo yovi, ava loy mashma vim lo yovi loy tei bekoyres. Anyway, so that's the Magid Mishnah. Everything is told. The Magid Mishnah only answered, he didn't answer, first of all, the Svara we don't understand. Why would it be totally in her and not him? Either it's a package or it's not a package. Okay. You could say that the Ravid understands, the Magid Mishnah understands, that's how the Rambam learns the Gzeiros HaKosov. That's the Gzeiros HaKosov. But the Ravid, the Magid Mishnah did not answer how and where the Rambam got that a cotton should bring a comb. We had two issues here. We had one issue is, why don't we look at the cotton? Just like you're looking at the Shifcha with scrutiny, that it has to be, she's a gedolah, it has to be berotzen, it has to be everything. Do the same thing with the cotton. That's question number one. Question number two is, how in the world could a cotton be chayav a kol? And that the Magid Mishnah didn't answer.
The Magen Mishnah just explained to us that this new din, that there's a link, the linkage only goes in one way, for whatever reason. That's what the Magen Mishnah succeeded. Interestingly, the Kesef Mishnah later on seems to hold. Let me just pull you out this Kesef Mishnah. Here, the Kesef Mishnah is here in Perek Tes Hilchos Shigogos, where we're talking about the Korban. Over here, the Kesef Mishnah doesn't tell us anything, or the Magen Mishnah doesn't tell us anything as to how in the world is a Korban Chayav a Korban. Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Shigogos uses the linkage, as a Machayev. In other words, our sugya, the whole hemshech of the sugya is mashma, that the linkage is used for ptur. In other words, in order to be chayev, you need to have the other party should be responsible. That's how our sugya is going. And that's the linkage. The linkage is, normally you have two parties involved in arayas. Each party independently has their responsibility based on their personal status. Over here there's a linkage. The Rambam came and said, no, the linkage is only lagabi the woman, the linkage is not lagabi the man. So, the Kesef Mishnah now makes it an hapuchu. The linkage acts as a mechayev. In other words, the whole sig is going that the linkage is a ptur. We weren't using the linkage as a chayev. We were using the linkage as a ptur. That means the man doesn't bring a korban if the woman is potter. We weren't saying that the linkage is mechayev. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, and he says like this, Hashto, ki amrinon de b'shifcha echad godol v'echad koton, godol nami potol, haynu kisha shifcha katana. It's all totally in the woman, like the Magen Mishnah said, by us. Haynu kisha shifcha katana, she'ein aloike, oz godol habor leho potol mikol. Then the godol that's born her is potol from a kol. Avo, im ha-shifcho gedoylo, v'habo leho kota, he loike, and now listen to his words, u'me'achar shehi gedoylo, therefore, gamu chayev ko. That's a whole new drey. That doesn't lie in Asugi Bechlau. The Kesef Mishnah now comes, he makes his own drosha. He takes the drosha, which our Gemara only used to say that in order to be chayev, the other person has to be chayev. And again, the simple way to learn our Gemara is both parties have to be chayev. It's a package. Either you get the whole package, or you don't get the whole package. So we already had a tremendous chiddush from Rambam. That's not pshat. Pshat is you have to read the Gemara very literal. The ish is chayev. If she's chayev, and we don't care about his status. She'll be chayev even if his status is potter. Now the Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Shigogos, and he's saying it like Ashrei Yesh V'Veisecha. He doesn't think he's saying a chiddush, the Kesef Mishnah. He says, once the Rambam has accomplished to tell us that you don't go by her. You don't go by him, you go by her. So now it works. Now it works against him. So now, even though he's not a Baal Einshim, he's not in the Parsha of Einshim at all. Doesn't matter. He'll still bring a call. He's totally, totally in her, meaning he'll never be chayiv if she's not. And he's totally, totally in her that if she's chayiv, he'll be chayiv, even though he's not a Baal Einshim. What? The Kesef Mishnah is saying that the linkage, which again, our Gemara was only using the linkage in the level to say, Poto. Is it me or you? I don't mean you, I mean the machine. seems okay over here. Anyway, so the our Gemara simply learns that the linkage is a ptur, meaning in order to be, there's a tnai, in order to be chayev, the other party has to be chayev. That's what our Gemara seems to be saying. Simply, you learn our Gemara like the Ravid, which is, if you're chayev, you're chayev, if you're chayev, you're chayev. It's together. It's joint. That's how you learn the Gemara simply. Yeah? The Rambam is saying, no. No, it's totally an earth. If she's not chayev, then you're potter. Comes the Kesef Mishnah, and he says that the Rambam now took that linkage that our Gemara used and used it in the reverse. Not only is it telling you a ptur, not only is it telling you that if the woman is potter, the man is potter, but it's telling you that if the woman is chayev, the man is chayev, even though he's not in the parsha of being chayev. Exactly. The Rambam doesn't say why. The Rambam is a pella. So the Kesef Mishnah is trying to give pshat in the Rambam. Kesef Mishnah is saying, you know what the pshat in the Rambam is? That the Ravid's kasha is the teretz in the Rambam. The Ravid is asking, they're linked. Zok the Kesef Mishnah, you're right. And that linkage alone, not only doesn't it tell you a ptur, it gives you a chiv. That's a chiddush from Kesef Mishnah. You're right. Why is he saying it? Because of our Rambam. The Hoy Chocha to the Kesef Mishnah's chiddush is our Rambam. But that's what the Kesef Mishnah is. And that, I have to say, the first chiddush at least flows in our sugi as well, because our Gemara doesn't focus on the man at all. Our Gemara only focuses on the woman, Taka. Yeah, so in Svaro, we would have learned it's one thing. Fine. But now this is a tremendous chiddush, because this is not the flow of our sugi. Our sugi is not saying that Pekeres Tia is telling you also a chiv. Our Gemara is just saying in order to be chayev, she has to be chayev. How in the world could you make somebody bring a korban who's not in the parsha of Einshin? The korban doesn't have a ptur over here. He has a ptur in Kol HaTorah Kula. He has an ongoing exemption. In Kol HaTorah Kula, a korban is exempt. Any chiv, any korban, he's potter from every korban in Kol HaTorah Kula. So the Ravid is saying, how could he be chayev in this korban? He's not a bar chiyuva. The korban is not a bar chiyuva. So he has a, what does one thing have to do with the other? It doesn't make any sense. I'll just give you a dugma rechoyka. Let's say you had something that wasn't a bar chiyuva at all. Avadi, there wouldn't be a korban on the man, on the male. If there would be a behema, be as behema. Everybody would understand, you're not going to say the monkey, even though it's a mice of beer, and you chayev a beer with a monkey, everybody would ask him, the monkey's not chayev a korban, because he's not in the parsha of Einshin. So now, the same thing should apply over here. I mean, the korban is not a parsha of Einshin or chiyuvim. He's exempt. He has an immunity from any chiyuv or einish. So how did this happen? Well, what just happened there? So the Kesef Mishnah is telling us now, a whopper of a chiddush. He's saying, Bakoyeres Tia is being mechadish, that this is the one isolated case in Kol HaTorah Kula, where a cotton all of a sudden turns into a bar chiyuva. It's very, very difficult to accept. Granted, that's what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam seems to say that. The Rambam says that a cotton ben tes, chayev a kol. So the chiddush, you're all right that the chiddush state in Rambam. I'm just saying, to just swallow it the way the Kesef Mishnah is telling us means the Rambam is saying, Chiddush Niflu Mo'ed. So I want to deal here with a more basic shaila in our sugya. And this is something that's found here in the Minchas Chinuch. I didn't want to overload the olam. I was going to give you this Minchas Chinuch to look up, but it's another whole piece. So I'll just give you the Nekuda HaTichoyna of the of the sugya. Number one, the fact that our Mishnah says Kol Arayis is already a chiddush. So Shivcha Harufa is not from the Arayis. Shivcha Harufa at most is a Chayvei Lavin. It's not from the Chayvei Arayis. The fact that our Mishnah right away classifies her as one of the Arayis is a tremendous chiddush. Looking throughout Shas, looking in the beginning of Maseches Krisis, you're not going to find that a shifcha is one of the arayas, because she isn't. She's not one of the arayas. She's not one of the chayvi krisis. She's not one of the chayvi arayas. Not only that, it would seem that the lav to have relation with a shifcha, if you're looking for a lav, we have a pasuk by Koyres Tia that there's malchus, but you know you always have to find a lav. What's the lav? The only lav that comes to mind by a shifcha charufa is lo yeh kodesh. There's a lav to live with a eved, right? Right. That there's a lav. A lav for bas yisroel to live with an eved kanani. There's a lav for a ben yisroel to live with a shifcha, and that lav is lo yeh kodesh according to most of the rishonim. Interestingly, the Rambam holds v'nahapachu from all the rishonim. Most of the rishonim hold that if a man has relations with a bas yisroel without kedushin, he's not over the lav of lo yeh kodesh. He's not over that lav, because a regular bas yisroel is in the parsha of kedushin. She's in the parsha of kedushin. Most of the rishonim hold that the lav of lo yeh kodesh only applies to a shifcha, because she's not in the parsha of kedushin. So lo yeh kodesh means don't have relations with a woman who's mufka from the parsha of kedushin. That's according to most of the rishonim. The Rambam is in a hapachu. The Rambam holds if you live with a woman without kedushin, a bas yisroel, you chayiv for lo yeh kodesh, chayiv malchus. Pony abola pnuya, according to the Rambam, is chayiv malchus. The Rambam in Hilchos Ishus, the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, says kol aboyel isha b'loy kedushin is loyke mishum shabal kedesha. Shenemai, he brings the pasuk of lo yeh kodesh. That's the Rambam. By shifcha, he holds there's no malchus. It's like fascinating. Shifcha, not only is there no kedushin, there's no way to make kedushin. And over there, the Rambam multipotu. We'll get to what's behind the Rambam. That's the Rambam shita. Rove of the Rishonim hold that the lav by a shifcha is lo yeh kodesh. There's a lav, and that's the lav. That lav, l'chayr, is nothing to do with arayas. That's a separate lav, and which further brings to question what our Mishnah is talking about when our Mishnah says, kol arayas is this, and shifcha, you could say it's lav dafka. Gemara, the only reason why the Mishnah chapped the lashon of arayas is because it involves being, it's similar to arayas. But it's modna. L'moshel, by chayvi lavin v'asei, you'll never find the lashon ha-mishnah lashon of arayas. Okay? In Meseches Yevamim Staf Chof, you have isur mitzvah v'isur kedusha. Right? The Gemara there talks about what's isur mitzvah isur kedusha. Isur kedusha is chayvi lavin. Almona l'kayin gogol, grusha v'chalutz l'kayin hedyet. It's not called arayas, because it's not arayas. It's a chayvi lavin. Are they kedusha or not? We'll talk about it. L'chayr, there's no kedusha here. So, if the lav is lo yeh kodesh, if that's the lav that we're talking about here, so this whole sugya is l'chayr a pliya. Because, what's the going on here? Why is the man ever potter from malchus? Forget shifcha charufa, this fancy thing with the chatzi, with the this, with the... Okay, there's a lot of trimmings here. But stam, you lived with a shifcha. You were over the lav. Why is she getting malchus? Let's turn our focus to her for a moment. Why is she getting malchus? What's her lav? Lo yeh kodesh. L'chayra. Right? So she's getting malchus for lo yeh kodesh. So why doesn't he get malchus for lo yeh kodesh? Forget, you're telling me there's a new din in shifcha charufa that she gets the malchus, he brings the kum. Forget all the fancy stuff. Why doesn't he get malchus off lo yeh kodesh? So you may say, well, there's a kum, the osham. So the osham is like takes the place of the malchus. That's why he doesn't get malchus. That's why I asked you to look up this Tosfos in Sanhedrin, which seems to say such an idea. Tosfos seems to say in Sanhedrin, you can't give a guy an oinish and a kolb. Doesn't work. Either you got a Tosfos talks about why Edom Zoymim don't bring a kolb. So Tosfos says, of course Edom Zoymim don't bring a kolb. What is Tosfos saying here? That you can never bring a korban and get a punishment. It doesn't go together. Either you get a korban or you get an einish. You don't get both. Fine. So we could say that perhaps by shivcha charufa, the reason why the man doesn't get a regular standard off-the-shelf malchus, forget the fancy, the special shivcha charufa department. Okay? But then there's the regular, no frills, lo yeh kaddish. Why don't you get malchus for that? Teretz is because you have an asher. But then what's going on in our whole sugya? So when she's a shegeges, and you're amazed, so now shivcha charufa is out the window, no asher, no nothing. Now get lo yeh kaddish. Why are you getting off the hook? I understand, al shifcha charufa, there's an exemption. But stam, lo yeh kaddish. Now you're no different than her. Why would have she gotten malchus if she was mezid? Mezido. Lo yeh kaddish. So you got malchus. All the examples that the Mishnayos give here, where she's potter, he's potter, why does he go home? Lo yeh kaddish. Why don't give him a patch? How did he just ignore the system? He's out. He's gone. What happened to the regular love? It's a pella. You see what happens when you miss a couple of weeks? So what? It's 2 weeks now. I'm saying when you miss 1 week, it's 2 weeks of not being connected. Forget shifcha charufa. The love of lo yeh kaddish that you would have with any shifcha, not this fancy one that has an erison with Evid Ivri or whatever it is. But she's a shifcha too. Right? She's a stama shifcha. Why is she chayiv malchus? Lo yeh kaddish. Same love that you have. So now, where shifcha charufa rules don't work, so fine. So you potter out shifcha charufa. Now you should be chayiv a standard. Off the shelf, Marcus. No, they both were over lo yeh kaddish. Rather, she was a shoygek, so she's potter. But you're amazed, so let's give you Malchus for lo yeh kaddish. That's only else the new thing by shifcha charufa. But we're asking, where did she lose? Notice, by shifcha charufa, the Torah unveiled a whole new package where she gets malchus, you bring her osham, a whole, it's a new parsha. But then there's the regular lo yeh kaddish that every single shifcha, without the fancy title that she has a relationship with Evid Ivri or with it, every shifcha is walking with a cap. Lo yeh kaddish. Now she has tzitzis, she has all kinds of decorations. She's a shifcha charufa. Yeah? So now, if she's a shegeges, then the parsha shifcha charufa doesn't kick in. The kabel, fine. But now, did she lose her first cap? She's a regular lo yeh kaddish. L'chara, she didn't. But I'll tell you why she didn't. Because if she did, why are you ever chayiv malchus for living with her? What's the lav? Why is she ever chayiv malchus? Teretz says the lav is lo yeh kaddish. So where did that malchus go? So you know what the Minchas Chinuch says? I mean, you're not going to believe it. The way he learns out all these. The whole end of our parak. He says, Enechaname. It's Mamash Briskidin. All these last Mishnayos are talking technical. Practical, the guy's going to get Malchus for Lo Yeh Kaddish. All these Mishnayos are talking about Al Tanaya Din from Shifcha Charufa. No Malchus. So basically, you tell the guy, okay, goodbye, Kol Tuv. As he walks out the door, you go, come back in here. The case of Shifcha Charufa was closed. But now lo yeh kaddish. You tie him down and you give him halkas. That's unbelievable. It's neir avoyim. It comes in Michas Chinuch and he says like this. Yeishlan. He says. L'choira, he says. Rei she yischai v'ish malkas. Sharei hu oiver belav de lo yeh kaddish. There's a lav called lo yeh kaddish. Should be chayev. By the way, this Michas Chinuch is found in mitzvah Reish Samach Vav. It's a very long Minchas Chinuch. So mainly, you just have to look at the Ois Yud Ches in the Minchas Chinuch. So he says as follows. The Ladas Roiv HaRishonim.
He says, according to Rav the Rishonim, Bia b'shivcho ve'eved loyki mishimalav de loyi akadosh.
What does he mean by that? He means that the Rambam taka holds not. The Rambam holds that there is no lav of loyi akadosh. But according to Rav the Rishonim, there's a lav of loyi akadosh.
So he says, so Lechori says, Shneim chayovim malkis. Mishum loyi akadosh. He says, Sarech loyma?
You're right.
Tegam b'shifcho charufo chutz min ha'osham, hu chayiv, v'hamalkis she'isho chayeves, gam kein chayiv malkis mishum lav de loyi akadosh. V'hagimovo, be'in shav shifcho charufo, loy nochis l'zeh.
The Gemara is just not talking about that. Avada, there is malkis. Glad that we're not talking about it. So when it says he's potter, he's not potter. He's chayiv. You call him back in, you whip him.
He says, ah, how's this not here? I mean, it's like, what's going on here?
How is this missing in the Gemara? He says, don't worry about it. It's so simple, the Gemara didn't have to talk about it. Of course, there's a lav of loyi HaKadosh. Of course the guy gets malchus. What are you thinking? The guy's off the hook. He lived with a shifcha. You want to go against the Torah? That doesn't work. Eel. The Torah says, we don't say, come lay with the Rabbi Minei, we say, you get an Oshem. You want to say the other way? Sorry. Machloik is Yidl Moshe Rabbeinu, Halacha Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Halacha. You're right, Rabbi Yidl, without a pasuk, that's what it would be. It's like Chavola. Beferish Rivsa Torah Chavola, that what do you do? You pay and you don't get Malkus. That's what the Torah said. Says the Minchas Chinuch, fine. That's as far as Shifcha Charufa is concerned. But as far as Loi Yekodesh, Avadi Yechayv. That's what he says.
He says, V'im kein kol adinim ha-mavuorim b'shach, l'gabi Shifcha Charufa, v'kol adinim ha-mavuorim b'rambam, b'perek gimu me'isuri bia, u'b'perek tes me'ilchush gores, v'kam adinim shapotu me'yosha, mikol mokoim, chayovim malkus mishim lav de Shifcha.
And then he starts giving all the examples. Kegoinim loy gom abiyosai, duweni chayiv oshom. That's mitam shifcha charufa. Avo chayov malkus im hisruboy mishum kadesh. This is the Menchas Chinuch Chiddush. Loy of oyem. So I have to say it's perhaps the biggest chiddush in the whole sefer Menchas Chinuch. But the truth is that there's a lot of svara to what he's saying. Svara is how do we reconcile this problem? We have a lav of loyi HaKadosh. That seems to be the energy of our whole sugya. And if that's the lav, where did that lav go? That lav doesn't disappear. At most, you could tell me, like Yidl was saying, Taka kom le b'da. Once the Torah says there's a chi of Asham, so we don't give you malchus. But if there's no Asham, for whatever reason, because the Pasha Shifcha Haruf only applies if she's Bedas and the Shifcha Zera and Gemar Bia, all the conditions. Now you take out those conditions, you're back in a problem. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll continue next week. I would only ask if it's okay with the Olam to please go through this Minchas Chinuch. Again, it's Mitzvah Reish Samach Vov Ois Yud Ches.
What? 2 weeks. 2 weeks, yes, 2 weeks.
Oh, 2 weeks. We may put out some more Ma'ar Mekoymus then, if that's the case.
I haven't made Siyum during 9 days.